Today's share in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph, and we begin Simen Ayin Dalet, which is a very complex simen, as well as Ayin Hey, that deal with the issues of a person davening while parts of their body are unclothed. The Mishneh Berurah has in his Bir Halacha on the bottom of Kuf Vav Amud Beis an introduction, which is taken from the Prima Gadim, and he writes, Nitzrach Ma'od, it is very essential and necessary to have this introduction. And we'll go through this somewhat quickly, but one should really look at the entire Prima Gadim introduction of the Bir Halacha. And the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Prima Gadim and explains that there are five categories, if you wish, of Isser Erva, of the problem of a person being naked and saying Divrei Torah or Dvarim Shebekdusha. Number one is Eino Roa Ervoso, where his eyes actually see his genitalia. Beis Libo Roa Ervoso, your heart sees the Erva. This, for example, could be Huholech Becholuk Belimich Nosayim Bleizor. He's wearing some sort of a cloak that doesn't have underpants or pants on. O Kigon Shayom Mushkov Orom. He's lying in bed naked underneath the cover, and his head is outside the cover, but his heart and his genitalia are in the same proximity without being covered up. Category three is Gilui Erva. This, for example, is he's walking without any clothing on, but his head is outside the house. And he could be having a shirt on, so he doesn't have the problem of Libo or Ein of Roetz Erva, but his Erva is revealed, and that's a separate Isser. Category four is Eino Roa Ervas Chavero, if he were to see somebody else's genitalia. And category number five is Libo Roa Ervas Chavero. His heart sees someone else's genitalia. This means that, for example, he's underneath the cover with someone and his head is above the cover and his own genitalia are covered up, but his heart is in the same proximity as the other person's genitalia, and this is Libo Roa Ervas Chavero. So the Prima Gadim points out that categories 1, Einav Roa Ervaso, his eyes see his own Erva, or category 4 is Roa Ervas Chaveiro, these are awesome in the Torah because of the Pasuk Lo Yira B'cho Ervas Dover for a person to read Kriyat Shema or to be involved in learning Torah or any Dover Shebekdusha. And if in fact read Kriyat Shema and he sees his own Erva or someone else's Erva, this is a Lav Min HaTorah. And Vuhadin called Dovah Shebekdusha. This would be true for any type of a Dovah Shebekdusha. However, the Prima Gadim points out that hearer thinking would not be considered an Isser over here. However, Shomea Ka'one, listening to someone and being Yotzi in that fashion, would be considered Erva because this is like Dibur. The Chafetz Chaim further points out that Ein Lokin Alav Zeh, we wouldn't give Malkus for something like this because it doesn't have a Maisa, but you would give Malkus Mardus, you would give rabbinical lashes for something like this, and such a person would be Pasul for Eidos Midirabbanon. Chafetz Chaim brings down the Prima Gadim and says as well, V'din Libo Roa Erva Shalo, if your heart sees your own Erva, or the Erva Chaveiro, that's only an Issa Midirabbanon. But if your Erva is revealed, afal pishalibo mechusad ein of ein aros, if the Erva itself is revealed, even though your eyes and your heart aren't seeing it, this is also an Isser Torah to go and read or learn while the Erva is revealed. And indeed, im kora, the Erva so megula, if you did read and your Erva was revealed, tzorech klazer v'likros, you'd have to reread the Shema to be yotze. As we pointed out, the issue of libo roa erva, that's rak midrabanon, and therefore, belibo chutz lamayim, if your heart would be above the water and the rest of your body is underneath the water, then it would be permissible to read kriyat shema. As opposed to, if your eyes can see your erva in this situation, where your head is above the water, and you can still see your erva, that would not be permitted to read kriyat shema because that's an issue in the Torah. There are many other pertinent points that are pointed out over here in this long Bir Halacha, telling us the Prima Gadim's introduction, Ayin Sham. Now we will begin the Simen Ayin Dalet with the Mechaber in Sif Aleph. Hayoshein Orom B'taliso. If a person was lying in bed without any clothing on, but he's covered up with some sort of a blanket, Sorich Lochotz B'talis Alibo B'oz Yikra. He has to press on the talis in his heart area in order to separate his heart from his erva, and then he is permitted to read the Kriyat Shema. Because in this situation, Mishum Delibo Roes or Erva Osir, because if he didn't press down and have a separation like a gartel between his heart and his Erva, so then he would be forbidden to read the Shema, and therefore by pressing down on the garment or the talis that he has covering his entire body, this removes that Issur of Libo Roes or Erva. The Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskul HaYoshin Orum says, Rod Salom, I were talking here, Afilu Mahotzi Roshul Chutzal Taliso, his head is above the cover, his head is outside the blanket, so his eyes don't see his erva. Mikol Makom, this is Osir Delibo Ro Erva, because even though his eyes don't see his erva, his heart sees his erva. And therefore, Ad Shiyochot Zalibo Lahavsik, he has to press down and separate the heart area from the genital area with the blanket or the talus or the cover, whatever it is that he has. The oz afilu ena motzi roshu chutz la talus shari. And then, even if it said it was underneath the cover, as long as he can't see his erva, that would be acceptable as well. The issue footnote number 11 brings down, ein iser b'mashinim tzorim rosh of erva tachas kisu yecho. There is no iser in and of itself that your head and your heart are underneath the same cover as your erva. As long as there's no ability to see the erva and there's a separation between the heart and the erva, then it is acceptable to read the Shema. Now we read this Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Aleph, and he writes, HaMechaber tofas loshon haGemara. The Mechaber used the language that the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis uses, the Shom Shaya Chaylishna, and that's why he followed that language over here. Avol bin Yonenu, the same thing, however, would be true. Hu adin ki shohaya yoshin b'chaluko b'lo mechlesayim. Even if he wasn't wearing pants, gam kein din ohochi, as we've already pointed out, the halacha would be the same if he was just wearing some sort of a cloak that covers up his genitalia, but it's no separation between the heart and the genitalia. The osu b'divrei Torah olavarech shum bracha, one would not be permitted to say any divrei Torah or to make any bracha. He has to have some sort of a separation with the cloak, with the garment, pressing down on it so that from the heart to the genital area, there is a separation. You're essentially creating what we would call a gartel, some sort of a blockage between the heart and the erva. In Dirshu footnote number 4, he brings down a detailed discussion about what other types of Divrei Torah and brachos one would not be permitted to do. For example, if you made a bracha not in Hebrew, he says the same thing would apply. It's still usur. What about answering amen? What about writing? All sorts of other inyanim, ayin shom in Dirshu footnote number 4. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis writes, Sorech Lachutz, you have to make this separation by putting pressure on the garment. Pirush, what does he mean? Diyad b'katalas alibo, press down on the garment, on the cover, on the talis, on your heart, in order, kidei shiyeh hefsek ben libo le'erva, in order that there should be the separation between your heart and the genitalia. The issue footnote number 5 points out, if the beged is munach dovuk heitev agufo, if it's already a tight garment around you, then, as we'll learn later on in Simen Sadi Aleph, nechshav kehefsek ben libo le'erva. If it's tight around you, for example, an elastic underwear, so that is the classical perfect gartel in that it's tight around the person. So the elastic of the underwear, which separates the heart from the erva, is 100% perfectly good separation. However, Mishnah Berurah continues, Avol b'lav hoch yosef, if it's a loose-fitting garment, then you have to actually press down on it, tighten it, in order for there to be a separation. Because even though your body, your upper body, it's covered with some sort of a garment, a shirt, your heart and your erva are still considered in the same area if it's not pressed tightly, the ein dover b'nein, if there's nothing else between them, so then you do have to push down the separation between the heart and the erva. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Al Libo, Vuadin, Imchotzis Bataliso Mitachas Libo. It doesn't have to be on the heart, it can be below the heart. Kadeshi Hefsek Ben Libo Erva. As I just mentioned, elastic underwear is the perfect example of something that would be kosher to have the separation between the heart and the Erva. Vafilum Libo Magulu Lagarme. And this would be applicable even if your heart area was totally uncovered. The person wasn't wearing a shirt, he was just wearing shorts with an elastic on them. That would be also fulfilling the separation of the heart and the Erva. Sivkot and Dalit, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mishum de libo roe es erva osu. If your heart and your erva see each other, so to say, there's no separation between them, that's osu. De ha erva, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Biriyo toli rachmona. The erva is considered a problem in terms of reading Divrei Torah, Kriyashma, if the heart or the eyes see the erva. As the Pasuk says, Kidirsiv, lo yire b'cha ervas dover, umotzinu l'shon riyo balev. And we also find a language using looking in regards to the heart. As the Pasuk says, Kidirsiv, v'libi ro harbei chokhma, and my heart saw much wisdom. So we see this language of seeing is also used for the heart, not only for the eyes. L'fikoch, therefore, hechmiru chokhma zeh. Therefore, the Torah says, your eyes can't see it, and the rabbis added that your heart can't see it as well, as we pointed out in the Prima Gaudim's introduction. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vada dafilu libo mechusa bebegit lahafsik beino leerva." Even if your upper body is covered up with some sort of a garment, so that your heart can't see your erva, tsaruch shetei ervasu gam ke mechusa. Your erva still itself has to be covered up in some way, or else you can't read divrei Torah, brachos, kriyashma, etc. Vimhi magula. If your erva is open, revealed, it's not covered up. Hiskimu habri achronim de'otzu likros ben haTorah. The majority of achronim say that you're not allowed to read psukim from Torah. Afilu im mechusa batalis gam al rosh ovi einov. This is true, even if you can't see the erva, your head is totally covered up. Because the pasuk says, Sharalil Mamara, Lo Sire Ervas Dova. The pasuk doesn't say, Lo Sire Ervas Dova, Elo Lo Yira Bechot. It shouldn't be seen in you. Even if you can't see it, it still can't be visible to somebody else. Kilomar, Shete Mukhusa Beinyon. It has to be covered up in a way, Shalo Yucha Leiros, Afilu Liacher, that nobody else should see your erva, even if you can't see it. Lefikoch, the Mishnah Berurah therefore says, Ha'omed b'bayis orm, if somebody's in a house and he's not clothed, v'hotzi rosh chutzul chalon, and he sticks his head out the window, shelo yira ervasu, so now he can't see his own erva. However, af pishachotzas b'veged al libo, even though he's wearing some sort of a band underneath his heart, so his libo is not roeh the erva, and his eyes don't see the erva because his head is outside the window, hare ze lo yikra, since his erva is still revealed, he's not allowed to read kriyashma. Kivon Sharavoso Magula, since his erva is revealed, the nearest Mabayis, and it's visible in the house, even though he's not seeing it and nobody else is seeing it, you're nevertheless not allowed to read Kriyashma. However, as opposed to Avol Yoshin Orum Bechila, if somebody is lying in bed without clothing on, but he's underneath some sort of a canopy, a chila is like a canopy, Sheina Gavo Asor Tvachim, it's not higher than 10 Tvachim, so it's considered that you're in the same Rishus as the canopy, the cloth that covers this canopy. And your head is outside the canopy. And you have some sort of a separation between your heart and the erva. So now we fulfilled all the conditions. Your heart is not seeing the erva. Your eyes are not seeing the erva. And what about the erva being revealed? Here, even though the erva is revealed, bakila, it's only revealed inside this canopy. And hare zu kimuchuse betalis. This, since it's covered up less than 10 tvachim high, is considered as if your erva is covered up by the canopy. Shekivin shein akilo gavo asor tvachim, since it's not higher than 10 tvachim, shem kisui olea kimo balbush. This has the halachic status of covering up the erva like a garment. The ein dome levayis, and it's not like a house. We said before, if your erva is revealed inside the house, that's not considered the erva is covered up. Shehu choluk rishus liatzmo, because that in those situations, that's a separate rishus. Here, the kila and your erva are in the same rishus, and therefore it's considered covered up. Lo nucha lechano soleo shem kisui, but in the house situation, you can't say that the house is covering up the erva. Alken osur, therefore, in the house situation would be osur, but underneath the canopy, it would be permissible, as long as the libo and Einov, ain't a row miss erva. Your eyes and your heart aren't seeing the erva. Similar din, the chenim tsoa babayis. If there's excrement someplace in the house, let's say a baby's diaper or something like that, besoch arba amos, within 4 amos of you, vahotzi rosh chutz l'chalon, and you stick your head outside the window so you don't see it. Nevertheless, still also likros kriyashma, you're still not allowed to read kriyashma in that setting. The shadinon rosho bosa ruba, because your head here follows your body, and your body is within dalet amos of the tsoa. And therefore, you can't read Kriyashma. This is brought down in the name of the Morgan Avraham. The Rots Lomar, the Osra, Afilu, Das HaMaterin, Lekamim, B'Simen Ayin Vav, Siv Dalet. And this is true even for those that are Momekel in Simen Ayin Vav, Siv Dalet, which Dirushu footnote number 7 brings down, is not the opinion of the Chazon Ish, who argues with that and says that you can be Mekel here as well. The Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, "V'imhichnis rosho lecheder shiyei shom tzoa." If you put your head into a room that has tzoa, also gamkin lekuli amlikros, and you certainly can't read, even though your body is outside that area, and you can say your head should follow your body. But here, since you can see the alkoponim matzoa neged einov, since the excrement is visible to your eyes, you wouldn't be allowed to say kriyashma while you're in vision of the excrement. This is important, again, in a house where there may be diapers or in a situation where there's a dog or other animals around that there's excrement, the person has to be very careful not to read kriyashma in the dalet amos of or in view of the excrement. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down the das of the Rashba, which is brought down in Siman Ayin Tesiv Beis. Even if you're in a separate rishos, but the excrement is visible, so you're standing outside the door, and the excrement is right in the doorway, or inside the house, but you can see it. Kivan shatzoa kinegdo, since the tzoa is visible, the Rashba would say that you're not allowed to read Kriya Shema and Ayin Shom in the Prima Gadim for more details about this. Sif Kotten Hey, the Mishnah Berurah says the libo roa es erva asur. So ayin b'derech ha'chayim, he says, look in the derech ha'chayim, dafilu b'di'evit, even b'di'evit, im korah kriyashma vispalo chozer. You have to go back and repeat it. You weren't yotzei, and this is also the opinion of the Prima Gadim, as we already brought down. And old muchach shom. Furthermore, that kriyashma chozer and bichosel, that you have to read the brachos of kriyash as well. Im korah b'riyas libo erva, if your heart saw your erva. This is even by the Rabbanon that the rabbis instituted that you have to repeat it, not only by the Darais of your eyes seeing the Erva. But by other brachos, by other brachos, not the bracha of Kriya Shema, but by other brachos where it's only a din de Rabbanon, the Levo Rovis Erva, he says, maybe you don't have to go back. And he concludes, Sofik brachos lachil, since it's a Sofik, but it's only a Sofik in a bracha, which is the Rabbanon, then we go lahakil and you don't repeat the bracha. However, he brings down the Chayi Adam, Nishmas Adam, the Yesh Lahakel B'Dievet, Gam Linyan Tfila, B'Dover Asahu, Rak Midrabbanon, even by davening one could be Makel over here, if it's only Durabbanon, and he says, look in the Bir Halacha over there, the Efsho, the Yesh Litvos, Kavosa Linyan Zem, maybe by the Brachas of Kriyashma as well. And then the Mishnah Berurah brings down that there's a very Makel opinion of Rashi and the Rabbeinu Shemaya that's brought down in Tosos and Brachos Chav Hei Amud Beis, that Dirsha footnote number 9 says, is Libo Roesa Erva Eno Isa Klal. They don't hold from this Dinder Rabbanon. So maybe coupling all of these things together, there may be room to be Makel and not have to reread the Brachos of Kriyashma and certainly other Brachos in Davening if one's Libo Roesa Erva was occurring while he was saying the Shmon Esrei or these other Brachos. We conclude today's share with the following: Ramah Hagav Uvadin in Libo Roe Ervas Chaveru Asur. As we already pointed out in the introduction, that if your heart is even seeing somebody else's erva, for example, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav explains the Hainu Shein Hefsek Ben Libo Ervas Chaveru, that you don't have any separation between your heart and the erva of your friend. For example, Kigon Shishneim Shochvim Arumim, both of you are lying in bed naked, Umiskasim, and you're covered up with one blanket, Betalas Echad, Vein Rechokim Zemizeh, and you're far apart from each other, so you don't have problems with Hirhurim, you don't have problems with touching. They're far enough away that they're not touching each other, and the only problem is Pneim seeing Zeh Keneged Zeh, and Dirshu footnote number 14 brings down that they're far enough away that we don't have a problem of Hirhurim over here. So you yourself have the covering, you have some sort of a separation between Libo and your Erva. However, you don't have any separation between your Libo and your friend's Erva. Afo became Osir, Mishum the Libo Roes Erva Chaveiro. This would be Osir over here to read Kriyashma because of Libo Roes Erva's Chaveiro. Or for another example, Kigon Shishneim Omdi B'mayim, two people in water. The Libo Ein Roe Ervas Atzmo. You can't see your own Erva from your heart, the fish mechusa bebeged mimata liba, because your own erva is covered up. You're wearing a bathing suit. Elishua erva is chaveru shen mechusa, but you can see your friend's erva. Your heart is visible to your friend's erva. He's not covered up. And then aser af she'ena of chutz l'mayim. Even though your eyes are above the water and you can't see it, but your lave the mikom makom libo es erva. And this is also a midirabbanon. That concludes today's shir. This is a very complex subject and is a subject that requires much further halach l'maisa even before one passes it. The best eitz, of course, is for a person to always be properly clothed. And these are under extenuating circumstances. For example, you realize too late that you're about to miss man kriya shma and you're lying in bed naked, or you're in a swimming pool or some other situation like that in a mikvah, and these are extenuating circumstances where these dinim apply. That concludes today's shir.